So this is a really great case where a patient, by having the Oncotype DX assay, ended up deciding to have chemotherapy, and it sounds like she got through it pretty well. Do you have any patients in your practice that you could sort of present in terms of the opposite side of the Oncotype DX assay, where the patient avoided chemotherapy because the test was done?
I do have a case where there was a younger woman, premenopausal. She was about 38 years old and developed a small breast cancer, subcentimeter breast cancer. Had a family history of breast cancer and so had embarked on screening at an earlier age. And they found a very small subcentimeter invasive ductal carcinoma. And so she was very adamant about not getting chemotherapy, although understood the benefits of getting it and wanted to embark upon the Oncotype DX testing. The clinical team was more interested in treating her as aggressively based on her age as possible.
And what did the Oncotype show?
The Oncotype DX showed a low score, so the patient avoided chemotherapy and went on tamoxifen as her breast cancer treatment.
Were you and the oncologist comfortable not using chemotherapy based on the Oncotype DX assay?
Based on the assay, we were comfortable with that.
So if you hadn't had it done, you would have been uncomfortable?
Right.
How did the patient react when she found out that the recurrence score was low?
This is a patient who's well-educated and very knowledgeable about breast cancer options and alternatives, and she was very relieved and felt that the results strengthened her case not to embark on chemotherapy. She's been on tamoxifen for about 8 months now, and she's tolerating it well. You know, we, again, spent a lot of time talking about mood changes and side effect profile of tamoxifen in terms of side effects or symptoms related to DVTs and other thromboembolic events. We talk about the risk of endometrial cancer. We talk with them about the importance of healthcare screenings for other cancers and good follow-up with her GYN exams as well.
Although I guess her being premenopausal, we see a lot less of the endometrial cancer and deep vein thrombosis than in the older patients, the postmenopausal people on tamoxifen.